We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 118. I am Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com, and this week we have joining us...
Emma Loggins from Fambolt.com.
Hi, Emma!
Hello!
Yay, thanks for joining us.
No problem, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, we see Emma all over the country whenever we're all in random places. We all tend to be together.
Good times.
Yes. And it's always kind of like, you can always rely on who's going to be there because you know who was at the last one. I'm like, oh, I know Emma will be there because Emma's there. And we always go to the same stuff, so that's always fun. So I warned her ahead of time. I was going to say, Emma, give us a little bit of, like, your background. How did you, your background, yes, give me a detailed description. No, like, how you got into blogging and, like, where it all started and stuff.
For me, it actually started with WB's Roswell way back in the day. I had a fan site for that show and blogged religiously with that. And then started Fambolt in 2002 and then have just been doing that ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, like, what one show it was that made me start actually, like, blogging. I don't know what it was. I don't even remember what my first thing I ever wrote on the internet, like, about TV was. I don't know. I'm sure I could find it. So, yeah, so welcome to our show, and we have jump right into the news here. ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition will come to an end as a regular series with its 200th episode on Friday, January 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th. That's exciting. It will continue on with periodic specials going forward. Oh, that's the kind of show that I watch very rarely. Like, I don't always watch it. I don't care. Like, it's not a show I have to watch every week. But it never fails to make me cry. Ever.
it's
got that going for it, I guess. That's pretty much it. I think it makes everybody cry, so. Lifetime is canceled Against the Wall. I feel bad because I watched the first, like, three episodes, and I liked it, but then I stopped watching because I think it was on against, like, six other things I was watching at the time, so I didn't ever go back to it. And it was...
The fall on Sundays at 10 o'clock has been...
Yeah. Well, it was recorded, like, on my DVR, but it was also recorded in a delete if... If you need room type situation, so it ended up, I had like six episodes and then three of them would be deleted. Oh, I love it.
And then, and it would start with the latest one back, so.
Yes, exactly.
But when it would record it, so then you'd end up behind an episode or two.
So, sorry, Treat Williams, but I stopped watching. So, yeah, that's that.
It's too bad. I actually like that show, but Lifetime hasn't been able to, in all of their new shows recently, haven't really hit.
What other new shows have they had?
Well, I don't know. The last thing that's been able to stick around is Drop Dead Diva.
And that's going on its fourth season, right?
Yeah.
What else has come since then that's stuck around? I can't think of anything.
I don't actually know what's even come since then, to be honest with you. I have no idea. I get the DVDs, and sometimes I watch, most often I don't. And that's about it. Yeah, so... Lifetime. FX signed Russell Brand to do six episodes of a late-night comedy show, which, I mean, I think he's perfectly funny. I have no issues with that. I just don't know. I don't know, but the stuff they get away with on their 10 o'clock shows, I can only imagine what's going to happen at, like, a late-night series on that network.
Definitely. Have you guys seen a stand-up before? It's pretty awesome, the links that he goes to with some of his topics.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to check, because I think, like, whenever I see him, even when he's just riffing on anything, like, he is consistently funny, so it is something I'd probably enjoy. I'll have to check out his, probably, yeah, off-color.
Hopefully it won't be, like, the MTV Awards when he first hosted that, and it was just incredibly awkward the entire time.
Yes. So, also, FX, this is probably my highlight of my week, because I love the show, Fox. FX has renewed The League for a fourth season, and I love this show, and I just can't stop loving it. I don't know what, I mean, I guess I didn't love the series premiere of it, but I'll tell you what, I've loved this season. The season before it was awesome, so good. So, yay. That's our news. There wasn't much going on, because there's usually not a lot of stuff going on in, like, December. Unless I missed something, but I think that we're all good.
Yeah.
So, Last week we didn't have DVD picks because there was like one thing coming out, and it was The Wretched Beast, and I didn't put it on my Christmas list. So this week it's all about Archer. Archer, Archer, Archer for me, because I love that show. I got season 3 this week. I'm sure you both did. And literally came in from work, unwrapped it, sat down, and watched the first 4 episodes. And then I worried about doing anything else I needed to do. And, like, just genius stuff. That show is, talk about getting away with stuff. They have stuff in there. Like, you don't expect a cartoon to be like, oh my god, and I was blown away by a couple things they got away with in the first 4 episodes.
Me too. I think the third one is my favorite.
What happens is
the train.
I loved the train. Yeah, I love the train. I loved the house party too. Well, the accidental house party that they end up having at Mallory's. Spoiler alert, it's amazing. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't caught up on it yet, Archer, you know, season 1 is not many episodes and season 2 is I think 13, so you can easily get them both, watch them and be like in a day, half a day, and you'll be better for it, I promise. Jason is not on the Archer train this week?
No, I've never been able to... Well, I don't know. I just didn't get into it the first season, and...
So you are exactly who I'm talking to. You need to go buy it and just mainline it over the holidays, and you'll thank me later.
I'm sure I could scrounge up the screeners of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You probably have everything.
And I do
but
have
on
season
your list
three,
this
but...
week is a show that's kind of hit or miss for me, but I still enjoyed the first season.
Yeah, well, this is sort of the, given what's coming out, like, if you force me to buy, have to buy DVD off the list, I would, you know, it'd be Shameless season 1. But yeah, I think it definitely can be hit or miss, and they just goes overboard because, hey, we're on pay cable, and we can do that. But then sometimes it's completely hilarious, but then other times stuff happens that you're just like, should we be watching this? You know? Like, should anybody be watching
this? Oh, that's
this?
Right. You have a serious problem with the girlfriend and the dad. I remember now.
Well, it's not so much necessarily that they went there. It's how much of it that they show.
Right.
I do have a little bit of a problem with a girl, you know, even though she's 24, she's playing like 17. And the idea that you see her full on naked just seems bizarre to me. But hey, I'm recommending the DVD, so...
But hey, go buy the DVD and see what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, get that DVD and then watch it, and then tell me if you agree. There's my recommendation.
If you think the nudity was gratuitous, which yes, it was. So that's our DVD picks for Tuesday, December 27th. It's my friend Max's birthday. So in advance, even though he doesn't listen. But he does read my website, so I'll allow it. But happy birthday, Max. So anyway... Winter TV Preview 2012. Can you believe that
it's almost 2012
is like next weekend? Oh my god, I can't deal with this. I'm getting old. Anyway.
There is that bizarre thing where time doesn't go any faster, but as you get older, it seems like it does.
Oh my god, it so does. It so does.
Where when you were little, stuff would always be like, oh my god, is this weekend ever going to come so that we can go do XYZ?
Exactly.
And now you're like, oh my god, where did the weekend go? Why am I back at work?
Except I don't say it with a smile on my face. I wake up in the morning on Monday and get, like, so mad. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, let's be honest. I'm like, why is it Monday? And I'm really mad at everything. And it doesn't really change until, like, Friday afternoon.
Yeah, for those of you listening, Amory just got home from work.
I did. It's a Monday. So yes, Winter Preview 2012.
All right, so I'll take us through day by day, and then at the end of
day by day, you know, I forgot that every time somebody says day by day, I sing.
I set you up for that.
That song, day by day, it makes me think of Wet Hot American Summer. I love that movie so much. Anyway.
And then at the end of each day, we'll talk about some of the shows from those days, and then move on to the next day.
Word.
So, my week start with Sunday, so that's where I will start. ABC has America's Funniest Home Videos, Once Upon a Time, Desperate Housewives, and Pan Am all returning on January 8th. CBS has The Good Wife and CSI Miami returning on January 8th. And they have episodes of Undercover Boss as of January 15th. And then that's going to be moving to Fridays as of February 17th, and February 19th will be the next season of The Amazing Race. And then Fox has their Animation Domination returning January 8th as well, with Napoleon Dynamite starting the following week, following The Simpsons on the 15th. And then NBC has The Apprentice February 12th. Before that...
Is it regular Apprentice or is it Celebrity Apprentice?
Celebrity Apprentice, I'm assuming. But before that, NBC has the Super Bowl, and so they're going to be premiering The Voice on the 5th.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl, and then also the week before that, I think is, or sometime in there, is The Firm will premiere on the, I think it's going to be the 8th. They'll have like a 2-hour premiere of The Firm on Sunday, and then it moves to its Thursday night slot. Hmm. Then there's a lot of movement on Sunday.
Sunday's always too busy for me.
Yeah, I know. Then on the cable side, speaking of busy, The Walking Dead returns on February 12th, and that'll be followed by their new reality comic book store show, Comic Men, as on the same day. HBO has Luck premiering on January 29th, followed by back-to-back episodes the next few weeks of Angry Boys, another new show.
Oh my god, I can't wait. I forgot. I always forget, and then I remember, and I'm so excited.
And then when that finishes, they're doing double episodes. Then as of February 19th, Eastbound and Down and Life's Too Short take over that post-Luck time slot. And then Showtime has Shameless, new show, House of Lies, and then Californication, all as of January 8th. So, come January, there's once again going to be
honest.
Tons of stuff on Sundays.
I only remember half of what you said. But I will be watching Showtime and Angry Boys. Okay, all I did this weekend was watch Chris Lilley episodes, like Summer Heights High and We Can Be Heroes, like just on repeat all weekend. That was fun. And so I'm so excited about Angry Boys. Did you guys watch Luck? Didn't they air like a, was it after Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, I forgot to record it and wasn't thinking about, since it was a special preview, that it wasn't going to be out on demand or anything, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. I mean, the cast and everything it's got a pretty phenomenal cast, and it's about horse racing and everything that goes on around it, and people that did watch it seem to like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll check it out. I won't watch, what was I going to say?
I have no idea.
Oh, The Apprentice. I won't watch The Apprentice. I don't like it. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I'm forgetting that I'm going to watch. I haven't watched the premiere of Napoleon Dynamite yet. But, I mean, I like the movie. I don't know if I'm going to want to watch, like, a weekly series about it.
Yeah, that was one of the few things that I hadn't gotten to, Napoleon Dynamite either. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to, you know, Once Upon a Time and The Good Wife coming back, of stuff that's returning. And then I'm most looking forward to... I mean, the first episode back of Shameless is just as insane as last season, so if you liked what was going on, it's more of the same. And then Californication is... That name is the most appropriate name, I think, of a show ever. And the first couple episodes back are just like that. But I think the one I'm most looking forward to is House of Lies, but I haven't seen it yet. You know, the cast looks good. Interesting topic of... you know, this management consultant firm that just helps people out with all kinds of different problems.
I don't know. I always give shows like a chance and then don't love them, but I still watch them. I don't know. Once Upon a Time, for example.
You know, finally actually saw the commercials and stuff for it. It actually looked like, I was like, I want to see that one. So,
Emma, what are you watching on Sundays?
I'm in love with Once Upon a Time.
That's are you? I'm in like with it. Like I'm on the in like with it fence. Like I'm off of the I don't like it at all side. So that's good, right?
Yeah, she went from not liking it to being on the fence to now she's hanging on the fence, but she's on the side of liking it.
Yeah.
What's your bone to pick with it?
You know, and I can't even like put my finger on it. Like it's perfectly fine. I think that it looks nice, but I don't care for any of the. And normally I like the actors. Like, it's not that I don't like the actors. I just feel like Lana Perilla, to me, just overdoes it. And, I don't know, I watch it. But I don't love it. I don't know. I don't have a reason. I just don't love it.
say, like, the last episode was actually the first one that I had watched in HD, and it looks entirely different and not a good way in HD. I don't know if you guys have had a similar experience with that, but I was like, I just want to go back and watch it regularly.
Really? I didn't even... Maybe that's my issue, because I've been watching them in HD. I mean, I don't know if I remember the difference between them, because I watched the premiere in standard.
It just... It made a huge difference to me. It came across very soap opera-ish for some reason in HD, and I had never gotten that vibe before when watching it.
Interesting.
But I still love it. It's fulfilling, like, the... A little bit of the, you know, part of me that loved Lost so much and loved this whole, you know, overarching series storyline, because I feel like so much of what's on now is just purely episodic, and I really love the deeper meaning where you gotta like analyze, you know, okay, why are they doing this? We're gonna find out 6 episodes from now, you know, and I really love that kind of TV.
Yeah, I mean, I usually do too. So, I mean, I'm giving it a chance because everybody keeps saying such positive things, so I'm definitely sticking with it. So when it comes back, I'll be watching it.
Cool.
What else was on Sunday? There's like a ton of stuff. Basically, if it's on and it's not The Apprentice, I'll probably check it out. Whatever. I really don't like The Apprentice.
Okay, so on to Monday night, and starting off with reality shows that I won't be watching. The next season of The Bachelor starts on January 2nd, and Castle will follow the 9th of January. The whole CBS lineup returns as of January 2nd. The CW has Gossip Girl returning on the 16th of January, and that'll be followed by the return of Heart of Dixie as of the 23rd. House moves up an hour as of the 23rd, and that will be followed by Alcatraz, which premieres the week before on the 16th. NBC has episodes of The Voice as of the 6th, but as I mentioned, it premieres the night before after the Super Bowl. And then after that, Smash premieres on February 6th as well. And then over on the cable side of things, Pretty Little Liars and The Lion Game return to ABC Family as of January 2nd. And Sci-Fi has Being Human Season 2 starting up on the 16th. And that'll be followed by the first season of Lost Girl, the Canadian show coming down to play on Sci-Fi as of the 16th as well.
Nice. I have a love-hate affair with The Bachelor. Like, I don't like the show. I think it's the worst show. But I always run out of things to watch, like, when I get screeners. So I just always tend to watch The Bachelor premiere. And then, because I, like, watch, like, I have stuff on in the background when I'm working all day. And then they never show the rose ceremony. And then I always end up watching the premiere on TV, too, to see, like, what crazy people he got rid of. It's just a downward spiral.
And then they have you.
I mean, I usually give up about halfway through because I just read the website that gives all the spoilers away anyway, so I know who wins. Whatever. Even though he's being sued, I don't know if I should use his name.
Wins is in quotes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, why is that show still on the air? Like, I don't want to just go on a foot of rant about The Bachelor, but only one successful couple has come out of the show. Only one.
And that was The Bachelorette.
And it was The Bachelorette, and it was the very first one. And it's just, ugh, what else is on Mondays? So, new shows on Mondays, let's talk about this, because I seem to be in the minority on, like, everything that's coming out this spring. I did not like Smash. I did not like Alcatraz.
I haven't watched Smash yet, but I actually kind of like Alcatraz, but I think it's going to purely depend on, like, where they go in episode 2 and 3.
I think that might be where I am too right now, because it is the kind of show that I would typically enjoy. Like, I like the kind of weirdness to it. So maybe right. I'm kind of hesitant, like, okay, this could go somewhere where it's going to be really awesome, or it could be somewhere where it's not. And I'm going to withhold judgment until it gets to that point, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alcatraz has, I like the first episode, but it definitely has, how much are they going to let us know?
Right, right.
And how much are they going to keep us in the dark, whether they're keeping the characters in the dark or not? And whether that sort of big mystery that they've come up with actually turns out to be, if they give us enough of that, or if it becomes tracking down the bad guy of the week that right. shows up, which is pretty much what it's going to be. Is
But can they handle tracking down the guy once a week and still the overarching mystery, which hopefully...
still yeah, and still unfold more of that... to make it...
Right.
I hope so. I think it starts off well enough that I'm interested in seeing more of it. And you didn't like Smash?
No.
Really?
So I mean, well, here's the thing. I think that my reaction to Smash was that I saw so many positive reviews before I started watching it that I was expecting maybe more than I was delivered. And it was just kind of like, oh, huh, okay, whatever. So
people, I mean, some people call it Glee for adults, but I think associating it with Glee is just...
Associating anything with Glee is the worst decision anybody's ever made.
Just sort of brings it down, just because they both have singing. This one has singing, but it's sort of producing a musical, so the singing sort of goes in with that.
Right, it makes sense.
I don't know. I just thought it was really good. I mean, and I'm not...
Fine.
I'm not one to tend to like musical stuff necessarily.
I think I just really don't like Catherine McPhee. Maybe it all comes down to me just not liking anybody.
Maybe you don't like the lead.
If you don't like Catherine McPhee, how are you going to watch a show that's about Catherine McPhee? But we'll see. I mean, I'll still catch a second episode to see if it's like if it improves on what could be. Like, it's kind of like Alcatraz. Does it improve on what probably could be a really good series, or does it just do more of the same mediocre stuff that I was expecting or wasn't expecting? We'll see.
The first episode has a really nice arc, but it has that arc that makes you go, okay, now what's next? Like,
yeah, exactly.
The overarching story is getting this musical up and running, but
right.
How long does that happen? And once it's up and running, does the show then become what's going on in and around backstage as they're trying to keep it going? Is I'm interested in the next couple episodes to see what they do, how they seem to be setting up the time arc of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mondays I'll be watching sci-fi, but probably not on Monday nights. I don't know. I like Being Human. Like, I really like it. I don't ever find anything really that I don't like about it, but I never watch it the night of. Is that weird?
I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way.
And I can't, it's not like I can't even put a finger on why. I'm like, okay, I can wait. I don't know.
I think some of it is the type of show that it is, or those types of shows, they work so well in saving up a few episodes and watching multiple ones in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, you watch an episode and it pretty much leaves you at a spot. You know, each episode ends in such a way that you're like, okay, I want to know what happens next.
Right.
And so sometimes you just put off that inevitable, I'm going to have to wait anyways. So you end up saving up an episode. But I really like the first two episodes back. The thing I like most is that it feels like the first season felt a lot like a lot of what we saw in the British version with minor modifications. Like, you know, it didn't exactly end the same way. It kind of did, but not, you know, but it, a lot of things all went in very similar directions where you, even with slight changes, you still felt like you knew where it was going if you'd seen the British version.
Right.
The way season two starts off, I feel that they've sort of gone in a new direction somewhat where it doesn't really have anything to do with the British version in that helping you to be able to figure things out, which I really like. That it feels like it's completely, not necessarily completely diverged, I mean, because it has to still connect to the first season, but
right.
I like that about it. And then Lost Girl, I watched the first, first couple episodes, I think, or the first episode, whatever it is they sent, and I actually really like it.
Yeah, it looks like it's right up my alley, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, as I was telling Emma before we started, it's definitely Canadian produced, it feels that way a little bit. But as I said, more...
So Canadian, God.
a little bit in the way it is, but not as bad as some things. Closer to production-wise of things like Being Erica or Flashpoint, where the production value is significantly higher.
When does Being Erica come back?
I don't know. They've already played the fourth season or whatever.
The whole series finale. Yeah, no,
there,
I know.
But I'm not sure when it returns down here. Probably...
Someday soon.
Probably sometime in February or something like that, or March. I just haven't seen anything about that. Mostly because I don't want to hear anything about it.
I know. I haven't. I'm surprised that I haven't heard anything. Cause
I was going to watch. It was one of those things that I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it because it plays on CBC and I have that on the cable here. And I was like, I'm going to watch it while it's playing there. And then it was like two episodes in and I went, oh, it started already. Damn it. There's no on-demand or watching it online since it's from Canada.
Oh, Canada. So that completely went off track. I expect nothing else. But what else is everybody watching on Mondays?
I have to admit that I do watch Gossip Girl, but I don't like to tell people that.
Well, don't worry. You've just told about like six people, so it's fine.
I think I do.
No, I watched Heart of Dixie, and the holiday episode actually I thought was really well done. And it's kind of struck me as a show that finally like is kind of hitting its groove. So I'm glad it was given a full season, but I haven't watched Gossip Girl in a while. But I used to. I think it just fell off because there was other stuff on.
Yeah, and How I Met Your Mother, I usually actually watch Gossip Girl like Tuesday. Yeah, usually on Tuesday, and then I do How I Met Your Mother on Monday.
And I originally had given up on How I Met Your Mother, but I keep ending up back on it because there's not been a lot of competing stuff on against it at 8 o'clock, so I've had nothing else to watch. So yeah, I've been watching that. I'll be watching it, see what happens.
I've seen every episode of Gossip Girl. Speaking of things we shouldn't admit on the podcast.
Right. Love it. It's okay. I watch America's Next Top Model like it's going out of style.
Well, I don't watch that, so.
You should. There was so much scandal this week. It was insane. Yeah, so that's that. That's Monday. I'll be watching Touch in the spring because Kiefer, but whatever.
But we'll be back at the end of February to talk more about that.
There's a little preview for you of what I'll be watching Mondays in the spring. Kiefer Sutherland, all day long, every day.
Okay, Tuesdays. ABC has Last Man Standing returning on February 3rd. And followed by everybody's favorite new show, Work It, on the same night. They'll have Wife Swap episodes playing in what was the Dancing with the Stars results show spot until The River premieres on February 7th. And then Body of Proof closes out the night as of the 3rd. CBS has their shows returning on January 3rd as well. The CW has 90210 returning as of the 17th of January. And Ringer returns on the 31st. Fox has Glee returning on the 17th, as well as New Girl and Raising Hope. And NBC has the next season of The Biggest Loser and Parenthood returning on January 3rd. And then on cable side, ABC Family has Switched at Birth, followed by new show Jane by Design as of January 3rd. BET has The Game and Let's Stay Together returning on January 10th. Comedy Central has Tosh.0. And new sketch comedy show Key and Peele premiering on the 31st of January. FX has Justified Season 3 premiering on the 17th. TNT has Southland returning on the 17th. And USA Network Yay. Has White Collar returning on the 17th.
Tuesday is going to be a busy, busy night for me. And they're all at 10 o'clock. Come on.
Yeah, Justified, Southland, White Collar, and Parenthood. All at 10 o'clock.
Oh my God. I actually watch a lot of stuff on Tuesday nights. Switched at Birth is one of those shows that's a Being Human for me where I record it, I enjoy it, but I watch it on like a Saturday because I kind of feel like I just don't care about it during the week. And I liked the first two episodes of Jane by Design. It was very ABC Family and I think it's adorable. So I'm definitely going to see what that brings. White Collar, obviously. Southland, obviously. Justified, I go in and out on. Like, I watch it and I like it, but it's another one where I have the DVD, so I'll watch it, like, but it's not on my DVR. And, yes, I love Last Man Standing. So, yes, I'm not afraid to admit it.
I like Switched at Birth as well. First episode back is very solid. I really like Jane by Design.
Yeah, it's good.
It has that sort of, Devil Wears Prada meets 10 Things I Hate About You type of vibe to it, since it's, you know, high school and then high fashion, but it has that time arc thing in there where I'm interested in how long can they do this before other people, like her brother and stuff like that, start to find out.
Well, it only took an hour and a half in the movie Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead for them to find out that Sue Ellen was working in a fashion design situation. So I don't know that it would be secret for long if TV has anything to do with it.
But it's definitely, the first couple episodes are definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. And through some ill-guided idea, I signed up to do some challenge related to it, because I really wanted the trunk. Okay, in the interest of full disclosure, I really wanted the trunk that came with it, because I needed something to put blankets in my living room. And now I have to design clothes. So, maybe not a good decision. But, whatever. I don't know, there's just so much. Work It, Work It. Yeah, that's really all I have to say about Work It.
For all the bad press that Work It is getting, it's well deserved. That's all I can say.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that the cast, I completely love pretty much everybody Rebecca Mader, everybody knows I, like, love her. We're, like, best friends. And, but it's just so bad. And you know how upset I am that Man Up was canceled because of everything. Because I love Man Up, and I don't care who knows it. I don't know, it's just, ABC makes some, they make such good decisions, like, you know, The Middle, Suburgatory, Modern Family, Happy Endings, Cougar Town, you know, Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23, those are all great. And then you have Work It. I'm like, who got the short straw? Like, is there one guy in the comedy division was like, sorry, you're stuck with this crap show? I don't know. I mean, I feel bad.
Yeah, can you imagine being the ABC PR person for that show?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about who that is. Is that a WB show? Because then I'll feel even worse. My God. Yeah, so what else?
But I am looking forward to The River.
Oh, I did like The River.
Yeah, the pilot was, I don't know, again, that depends on where they go in, like, episode two to whether or not I'll keep watching it.
Yeah, definitely want to see another episode to, like, see.
Scary enough. Like, I was surprised at how, like, I did feel tense at moments, like, not knowing what was coming. But still kind of knowing what was coming. Yeah, I thought it was well done.
The first episode sets up really well. I mean, it works really well, but it does leave you with that question.
Yeah.
How long can they go with this mysterious search for this missing guy? And what is this weirdness going on around? But if they can come anywhere close to doing what they did in the first episode on a weekly basis,
I think it'll surprise. It'll be like, good. Like Revenge kind of surprised people. Like, I liked it from the pilot, but I think people were surprised at how it kind of took off and became something that what it became. And I feel like this show, if done well, could serve that same function in the spring, winter, whatever.
I'm just glad the smoke monster's still getting work.
Very true. I love it.
And then on the cable side, if you love Southland, the first episode back of Southland, they bring you more of what they do really well.
Mm-hmm.
But Cudlitz's character is back with a vengeance, where I like what they've done with his character from where he was with the drug problem and the back injury and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the return of White Collar. That show's just fun. Yeah. And the first episode back of Justified is, and some of the things that get set up in that is pretty awesome. And I'm one that, I love that show. I think that show's great.
Cool. Okay.
So, anything else about Tuesday?
No.
Okay.
Not for me anyway.
On to Wednesday. ABC has their shows all returning as of January 4th.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
CBS has the next version of Survivor as of February 15th. Criminal Minds and CSI return on the 18th of January. The CW has the premiere of the final season of
The Wretched Beast.
As of January 11th. And new show Remodeled that'll be playing on Tuesday and Wednesday for the first couple episodes, so it starts on the 17th, 18th.
You know what blows my mind about CW's The Wretched Beast? That is going to be the number one rated show on their network. It is the final season.
The final season.
Lowe's.
It probably will, because there'll be a bunch of people that'll come back.
And they're
going
to be like, surprise, we're doing season 10. Shut up.
I doubt that, but but I think they'll get a bunch of people that'll come back that have watched at some point in time in the past that'll watch the end.
I'm going to watch the finale. I'll be perfectly honest with everybody. I will watch the finale of The Wretched Beast. And I'll probably cry, because I cry at things.
And they'll probably have people back on, you know, here and there throughout the season that'll get people to come in and watch.
Yeah. Is there anything on cable on Wednesdays? Because I was so excited about The Wretched Beast intro.
Well, Fox has American Idol as of...
We didn't even get the Fox yet. Oh, my God.
As of 18th of January. And then they have episodes of Mobbed will be playing as of January 4th. NBC, they're switching things up. Whitney has moved to kick off Wednesday nights, and it'll be followed by a new show, whatever the hell they're calling it, the Chelsea Lately show. Are You There, Chelsea? Or,
Are You There, Chelsea?
Which, the new name doesn't make any sense, because it used to be Are You There, Vodka?
Yeah.
It's Me, Chelsea, or whatever.
Well, the book is called Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
But that starts as of January 11th. Episodes of Harry's Law play as of January 11th. And then that moves to Sundays at the beginning of March. And then Rock Center reappears in that time slot as of February 8th. And Law & Order SVU as of January 11th returns with new episodes. And then on cable, Royal Pains returns on January 18th. After it ends its run, Psych returns with the second half of its sixth season on February 29th.
Leap Day! I had two friends that were born on that day.
Which seems like the perfect day for...
It really does.
...for Psych to play.
Well, I'll tell you what I won't be watching. NBC. And... God, I won't be on... Well, no. I will be watching ABC from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And, of course, Psych when it comes back. But... I want Survivor. I always watch Survivor, but Survivor is a Thursday night show for us. Like I recorded on Wednesdays. We watched on Thursdays at my house party. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to have a house party in, so that's exciting. Not like I was going to be homeless, but like I'm buying a house, just for people who are not sure what I'm talking about.
We haven't been following along all along.
I'm not homeless. So I have a house now, so everything's fine. but yeah, nothing really, was there new stuff on Wednesdays? Oh, even the clips alone are making me want to, like, kill everybody involved with Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, or whatever that show is called. I would probably watch a show about that. Judy Blume? You think I would watch that? It'd be great. It'd be a huge hit for ABC Family. Huge. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
How many shows have you ever heard of that get picked up and then have... I mean, of course, they occasionally have to, for certain reasons, do some sort of change with a character or whatever, but how many do you know that does so many cast changes and stuff like that after being picked up? That just doesn't seem like a good sign for a show that wasn't funny in the first place, which I can see why they wanted to make changes. But really, unless they change the writing, I think is really where they were missing out, not necessarily with who they had saying the lines.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah. And Whitney... good riddance.
I like Whitney. I think I'm the only person that likes Whitney.
Wait, wasn't it Kyle who said he liked Whitney, too?
Yeah, Kyle likes it.
You're not alone. Well, Kyle watches it. Yeah. Emma and Kyle sit down to watch Whitney.
The two viewers.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing stands out as exceptional on Wednesdays. I mean, besides, I obviously, like, I literally would watch ABC 8 to 10, 8 to 11, like, on repeat. Those shows are so great. I love every single one of them. But that's not anything. No new shows for me. So Wednesday. That's Wednesday.
Yeah, Royal Pains I'll watch when it comes back. Definitely watch Psych when it comes back. But for the most part, it's... Well, for me, it's...
The huge.
It's Suburgatory to Revenge. I don't really watch the middle, but...
You should. So, there you have it. Thursday. I mean, that's my big argument. You don't watch it? You should. There's your... I told you that about Archer. I told you that about The Middle.
Okay.
The League you should watch. You won't like The League, but you should watch it.
I watch the first couple episodes of The League every time the screeners show up, and it just doesn't do it for me. I keep trying.
Yeah.
I keep trying, but...
You keep trying. One of these days it'll stick, like me and Once Upon a Time.
Okay, so Thursday, ABC. We'll start off with the episodes of Wipeout, and then Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice return on January 5th. CBS has the Big Bang Theory, followed by a new show, Rob, and then...
Upside Down and regular exclamation points.
Person of Interest and The Mentalist all starting up on January 12th. The CW has The Return of the Vampire Diaries and Secret Circle as of January 5th. Fox has American Idol as of the 19th on Thursday night. And that'll be followed by The Finder on January 12th. And also on the 12th, they'll have the last... new episode of Bones for a while will kick off the night to lead you into the Bones spinoff. And then NBC has 30 Rock and then Parks and Rec, The Office, and then Up All Night, moving to where Whitney was as of January 12th. And also January 12th, they'll be closing out the night with The Firm, which, as I mentioned before, premieres the Sunday before on the 8th of January. And then Thursdays on cable are Archer... And then a new show, Unsupervised, both starting up on January 19th.
I'm really, really disappointed in NBC because I really, really, really like Prime Suspect. And I think like that Courtney and I are the only two people watching it.
No, I watch it.
But I really, okay, good. I really like it, and I'm really sad that they're probably going to cancel it. And I'll be watching Archer.
I don't know. Thursday night for me is my main night because I really love Parks and Recreation and The Office. Mm-hmm. And then, again, I don't like to admit it, but I watched The Vampire Diaries and Grey's Anatomy.
You know, I actually had a moment today where I forgot Grey's Anatomy was still, like, a thing. Like, because I stopped watching this season. And I saw somebody post about it, and I was like, oh, where's that been? I just completely forgot about it. Yeah, I love Parks and Rec. I love The Office. And I have to say, I don't know what you, like, how you feel about it, Emma, but a lot of people have been really down on The Office this season, but I don't necessarily think it's been that bad.
I think it's actually been pretty good. I mean, I think I had really low expectations for the series beyond Steve Carell, but I think they've done a really, really great job, and James Spader is just fantastic.
Oh my God, he's so creepy. It's amazing.
It is.
I mean, this role was, like, perfect for James Spader. Or James Spader was perfect for the role. Whatever ended up happening first. But I watched 30 Rock. I'll be watching that. And I'm interested to see if a night change makes me interested in Up All Night. And I say that because I tend to respond to comedies like when I'm watching with other people to see what they find funny, like to compare my comedy with them. And Thursday night, like I said, people come to my house. So it'll go into our TV viewing schedule. So I've wondered, like, will it change my tune on the fact that I don't know that it really hit a rhythm yet that I can stand?
I just couldn't get into it. I mean, I love that cast. I love each one of those cast members, but I just
can't
get into it.
I feel like I keep watching, hoping that something's going to change, but it just doesn't.
Exactly.
I don't like it more.
Like, keep, please be funny. Please be funny. Ah, they're not funny again.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a feeling that Rob will die a quick death.
Yes, though.
And Rules of Engagement will get plopped right back into that spot. Just
don't worry. They're making 1,000 new episodes as we speak.
It's like that show has been just all over the place and treated pretty badly by overall
like
by CBS, but does really well wherever they stick it.
Yeah,
which makes you go, why would you not just leave this on your schedule? It just
exactly. Anyway,
won't be watching Archer or anything. I'm interested to see what it is exactly they're doing with the firm, in that it's supposed to pick up 10 years after the movie or something like that. Or
I don't believe I've ever seen the movie.
The movie's really good, but
yeah, the movie's great.
Is it Tom Cruise?
Yeah, but it was so long ago that I'm interested
before
to see.
Before Tom Cruise was crazy?
Yeah. Before that.
So when I was still watching him and stuff I liked.
Back when he was just a really popular movie star.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see exactly how they're doing this, since it's supposed to be continuation of what takes place in the movie. And the movie was a long time ago. And so is this like a period piece, like set in the, you know, the late 90s or early 2000s or something, or what?
I don't know. All I know,
I'm just interested
is that
to
Molly
see what
Parker's
they do with
in
that.
It, isn't she?
I don't know.
I
don't even know who's in it. I'm just, I've seen so little about it that I would have seen more or heard more about
it. Yeah, they kind of threw it together
premieres
accidentally and then picked it up. Like, I feel like it was a show that was like, oops, we made it, and then now it's on the air. Like, I don't know. I don't quite understand.
Well, I'll be watching Vampire Diaries and Parks and Rec and 30 Rock and all that stuff when it returns. So
the huge.
Yeah, I was going to say, Emma, there's no reason to not admit that you watch Vampire Diaries.
I have so much grief about it, but I mean, I got to support that. They filmed that like 15 minutes from my house, so I run into those guys all the time.
Yeah, I think it gets the, since it has vampires, people just automatically are just like, oh, and you're just like, no, you should watch. It's actually a well-structured, interesting show, you know, with the way that they do things. It just happens to have vampires and witches and whatnot in it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. So, Thursday.
Friday, ABC, Shark Tank, and Primetime, What Would You Do? On January 20th. CBS has A Gifted Man returning on the 6th of January, and then moving to the CSI New York time slot as of February 17th. And then, as I mentioned earlier, February 17th has Undercover Boss taking over the Gifted Man time slot. And Blue Bloods just hanging out there in the 10 p.m. hour, starting January 6th. The CW has Nikita and Supernatural returning on the 6th. Fox has Kitchen Nightmares and Fringe returning on the 13th of January. NBC has Who Do You Think You Are, picking up a new season after as of February 3rd. And the rest of January has Chuck ending on the 27th, a two-hour finale.
Are you getting choked up? Are you starting to cry?
Yes,
are you really upset about that?
And then Grimm plays as of January 6th. And Friday, IFC has Portlandia and the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret as of January 6th. Starz has the return of Spartacus as of January 27th. And Sci-Fi has the next season of Merlin as of January 6th.
I watch a good chunk of stuff on Fridays, I think. I mean, wait, why is The Gifted Man being moved?
Because they're moving Undercover Boss to kick off the night.
Oh, all right.
And they're just moving
it. And where's CSI New York going?
I think A Gifted Man has sort of a shortened run, where they're only doing like 16 episodes for the season, I think. And so I think CSI New York may return like in March sometime when A Gifted Man finishes off
all right.
its episodes.
Cool.
Yeah, all very moving things all over the place.
Yeah, my DVR will catch it. It's fine. You know, I think I'm done with Supernatural.
Again?
And I feel bad saying that. No, I've never been done with... Like, I've watched every episode. I've never been the one who's done with it. But I think going forward, I'm not going to watch it anymore. I just don't see anything.
I can't quit it. I've started at the pilot, and I feel like I'm in it for the long haul. I can't stop watching it.
I mean, that's probably how I'll end up. Like, I always say, like, I make these big proclamations. I'm never going to watch again. And then I do. And then I hate myself. That's not true. But that's how I feel sometimes when I accidentally watch Glee. And I'm like, I just said I'd quit this. And then I'm even more depressed. Anyway, what else are you guys watching on Fridays? Emma, do you have anything? Like, do you watch Merlin?
I don't, actually. Actually, Supernatural is the only thing. I'm a little bit behind on Chuck. Because usually Friday nights, I just watch that stuff over the weekends. So usually it's just Supernatural and Chuck when I'm a little behind on both of those right now.
Well, I'm looking forward to Nikita coming back.
It makes me laugh about, like, winter preview because things just, like, they end in November and they come back in January. That's not that far apart, but it feels like it's been a while.
But some of the CW shows do end because they start earlier in September.
Because the CW exists in a weird world.
They end earlier, and so there is a little bit larger gap usually with some of their shows. But, no, I'm looking forward to that coming back, and then Fringe coming back, and we'll probably watch the... I didn't like Spartacus in the first couple episodes of the first season, but I stuck with it, and
no, I think it got
I liked it
good.
By the end. So I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah. Here's where it goes. To gratuitous levels of sex and violence. That's where it goes. But I still enjoy the show. I'm interested to see how Liam McIntyre kind of fills the void with Andy. But should be interesting. I don't know. I have like thousands of hours of TV on my DVR, and I have to clean it off because I'm changing cable companies. I literally have 92% on one of my DVRs, so yes, I can't really leave my house for the 11 days I have out of the office. Not a bad reason.
DVR, must clean DVR, must clean DVR. Okay. Saturdays, there's nothing except BBC America has The Fades as of January 14th.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It's a supernaturally... show with a kid that can see spirits, who they call the Fades.
I thought you were going to stop at like with a kid, and you were just going to describe it as
it's got
know,
a kid.
A supernatural show with like, a kid. I'm like, oh, that makes me want to watch it.
It's from one of the guys or from the people that did Skins and and some, and so I would assume that
the UK Skins, the good Skins,
that the teen angle of it and stuff like that, whether or not the supernatural type angle or not will work, I don't know, but. It's part of their, it'll be what's playing in their Supernatural Saturday time slot for 6 weeks, since that's all they do. I hate British shows when they...
So that's our winter preview that took us 8 years, because there's a lot of stuff coming.
Yeah, Yeah, I know. It's
8 years later.
It's always that way. There's so much, not just the stuff that's coming back, but all there's so many new things.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. Regroup in a couple months when I've stopped watching everything. Anyway, so it's time for prime time. Has anybody been able to find out if Hang Time is actually out on DVD? This is important things I think about. So, our first show is Once Upon a Time, Season 1, Episode 7, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Emma, how do you feel about your show?
It had to happen. I mean, they had to kill him. Yeah. Because he knew, and you couldn't have that and have, you know, continue the suspense of everyone not, you know, believing the little kid and realizing that the fairy tale world was a real place at one time. So I saw it coming. I love it. I just love. And I called that. I called that he was going to be the huntsman in, like, the first episode.
Oh, me too.
So that was, like, a good self-fulfilling moment when I was like, yes, I knew it. But it was still the story I really want to see, and I know they're going to do it in season one at some point, is going to be Rumpelstiltskin's backstory. That's what I'm really, really looking forward to, and that's going to be my favorite episode, I'm sure.
And I like that they didn't take they could have killed, like, a secondary character. And I guess in a way he is kind of like a secondary character, so to speak, because he's not, like, one of our main five or whatever. But as sad as it is, it's good to see that they killed him off, because they're not afraid of taking care of business. Like, they can get rid of them. Exactly. And it hits you the most when it's someone you care about, like when it's a lead like that. So I thought it was done well.
I think so too.
I think that was interesting is that it answered the question of whether she knows or not.
True.
Is up until then, it was only speculation that she knew.
Oh, I knew from day one that she knew. From the way she, like, held that book and was so excited. I knew from day one.
But they've played it as, is she sort of remembering things, or is she...
Right, is she absolutely know?
Doing these things just because, you know, some unseen thing is... But this episode finally shows 100% that she knows what's going on. And right. I think the only question is whether Rumpelstiltskin knows...
Oh, I think he does.
For sure or not.
I think he does, absolutely.
I suppose he does, too. Because those are the two characters that everybody was like, do they know, do they not... and so I think this episode sets forth that now you know.
Right.
I mean, I am interested to see where they take it. So, I mean, that's saying something about a show that I don't love, but I'm interested to see what happens. So it is keeping my attention. That's good news. So, and yes, I am on a Hang Time Facebook page, whatever. Yes, I'm looking, I'm interested. Yeah, I don't know. I think that they have so many places they can go with it. And I like that they're not taking the easy way out, even in the way they're telling the stories. I made the point, like, I'm glad that they're like killing off the fairy godmother. Like, every show has a fairy godmother. They never kill her. She died a couple weeks, not this episode. I'm just still talking about the show in general. But yeah.
Well, I just really like the dual timeline type things and hooking the story between the two and then unfolding things, you know, in the fairy tale land with characters that you've heard of or have seen in other things or, you know, other stories about them, you know, and giving them, you know, a different backstory.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things the same, but still other things different. So it makes it interesting to watch you know, because you don't know. You think you know, and then Snow White is a thief, you know, and
right.
You're like being hunted, you know, and you're like, I don't remember that in the Disney in the Disney cartoon.
Yes.
Have you guys read Fables? Because I've heard that it's a very, very similar concept to Once Upon a Time, and I actually have that on my list of things to do over the holidays, but apparently it's very, very similar in concept.
Hmm. No, I haven't read it.
I haven't read it, but the people that have and that are like the diehard fans of it are the people that don't like Once Upon a Time because
it's so similar?
Because ABC owns the rights to Fables to turn it into a TV show and didn't and hasn't. Apparently, there's been multiple tries to turn Fables into a TV show, and it's never made it to a TV show, obviously, because otherwise we would have seen it. But there are people out there that are almost don't like Once Upon a Time because it's not Fables.
Right.
And you're just like, why can't you like it or not like it for what it is, not because you were hoping that Fables would show up at some point in time.
I'm interested to see where it goes, and we'll see how I feel at the end of the season, if it's like, oh my god, I need it to come back, or if I'm just like, yeah, if it comes back, it'll be okay. Whatever. So once upon a time, there you have it. So Emma, do you mind if we spoil Chuck if you're behind?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right. So Chuck Season 5, Episode 6, Chuck versus the Curse. I just want to say, I would absolutely watch a show about Ellie and Awesome being accidental spies. I would probably enjoy it more than I enjoy Chuck, because they were just so fun and so stupid and so like, okay, we'll do this, and yes, we'll have hand signals, and we'll be spies, and then they're really spies, and they think that each other is just really well done. Just a really fun episode that, after, like, killing off somebody last week, because, just basically in cold blood, it was nice to see kind of a lighthearted one.
Well, that side of it was fun, but then on the other side of it, some of the stuff that bothers me still are things like when Chuck says, you guys are the professional, so we'll go with your plan. And I'm like, dude,
you've been doing this for five years now.
It was your idea to go into private, you know, once you were out of the CIA and all this stuff. But you still see yourself as, I have a little bit of a problem when the show like jumps back into these things that you're just like, this shouldn't.
That's easy to kind of fall back on.
That shouldn't have that type of thing. I don't know. It just seems like you're too far past Chuck, like going off on his own, not necessarily agreeing.
Yeah.
With
like not telling with people
the
and
plan
just saying
or
no
whatever.
Off.
It just, I don't know. Some of the stuff on that side of the story just didn't work. And then the like super easy cleanup of somebody confessed to a conspiracy. We still don't know necessarily who's all, but you guys are no longer on the run.
Right.
You know, like that was just like super wrapped up way.
An easy way to wrap it up so they can move on to the next story. Cause they have to tell a lot of story in the season because it's ending. I don't know. It's one of those shows where even if I'm not enjoying it or I don't think that this season has been like the best season by far, I'm absolutely going to stick with it because there's only, 8 episodes left anyway. So, we'll see what happens. I don't really have much more to say about it. So, moving on. To a show I don't have much to say about, but I do have to say one thing. Dexter, Season 6, Episode 12, This is the Way the World Ends. Okay, I have 2 things to say. 3 things. I'm just remembering all the things I want to add. So, okay. So, yeah, I think it's gross that Dexter and Deb are now, like, exploring, not intentionally, but, like, Deb's in love with Dexter now. That's weird. But only because we've known them as brother and sister. But, yes, they're not blood related, so if she wants to do it, go for it. Have fun. Whatever. Okay? And also, I don't think she's going to now. Because what we've been waiting for years finally happened, and someone knows what Dexter's up to. Though I hope they don't explain it away like, oh, I happened upon him here and it's self-defense even though he's saran wrapped to a tape.
The thing I think about this is with the problems that this season had, and then it goes into this.
Oh my god, the same person who's calling you is calling.
They couldn't get you on the phone, Amory, so now they're trying me.
Wouldn't it be weird if it was someone that we both knew?
That would
be. Really weird.
So, anyways, is with the problems with the show of, you know, whether Geller was there or not and who figured it out early and who didn't and whether it was a surprise or not, you know, all that stuff aside, when it turned into this thing with the shrink Deb was going to, suggesting that maybe she's in love with him, her brother, and then she's sort of going that direction. Yeah, I'm not sure how well that sort of works all of a sudden. I think it's interesting that they finally gave everybody what they've been wanting, which is Deb finding out.
Yeah.
But they did it in a way that almost everybody universally hates.
Well, I don't know. Wait.
The only reason she showed up there is because
she was going to tell him that she loves him.
Yeah, because she needs to talk to him about. So the impetus of what has her finding out, because the thing has always been she's at times, but Dexter does this all the time. They just sort of like drop storylines that from one season to the next, and they're never really addressed or whatever. Because like this season, Deb hasn't really been looking she gets promoted and stuff like that, so she hasn't really been looking into anything on the side. But she's before in past seasons, she's had like this side investigation where she was looking into things about her father and and stuff like that. And it always seemed like that was the stuff she was looking at about her and her family and stuff like that on the side was going to be what led her to finding out about Dexter, not that she was going to come to some realization that she's in love with her brother, you know, even though they're, you know, he's adopted and she needs to go talk to him right now and knows where he is and so shows up at the place.
Wait, what I don't understand is how does she know where he was?
Remember early in the episode, she says, I need you to go do one last sweep of the church before we turn it over to no longer being a crime scene. And he was like, I can't do that until later. Because he had to go to the thing for his son and whatnot. And so she knew he was going to be there.
I should probably admit that I watched it and fast-forwarded through half of it.
But the ending also had that Dexter's become super sloppy.
Yeah, he really has.
Because while it worked for a place like this would be a good place to take him out, since that's where the bad guy of the show had been doing his things from.
Right.
It wasn't exactly like a super secret place that nobody knew he was going to be there. So it played in with like Dexter being less than smart this season.
Right.
And so I think some of the ways that she ends up finding out, while everybody's happy that she finally does, it ended in a way where you're like, Dexter was an idiot this season.
And
what is this lame storyline with her being in love with him? But you know, it has that ending that you're like, okay,
I watched this.
I want to see the next season.
Back,
so I want to see where they come back.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of people ended up. I'm definitely in. I want to see where it goes from here. So Dexter, probably two more seasons. They've been renewed for two more. I don't know that it needs to go beyond that. And I think that they're working as if these are their last two. So that's good. And then our last show in primetime is Homeland, season 1, episode 12, Marine 1. Thank God it's a season finale, not a series finale. I'm so glad people love this show like I love this show. Because I'd be devastated if it was canceled. Because it's incredible. That's really all I had to say about it. I don't know. No.
So what did you think about the ending? Because there seems to be...
It didn't even cross my mind in the least that somebody would not like this episode. Like, I don't understand why people do dislike it.
Yeah, there seems to be a contingent out there that is, he didn't blow up, so... This season was terrible.
Oh.
And you're like,
okay.
You're like,
anybody
wait.
Watching this show
you're
knows
like, wait, what?
You can't get rid of Damian Lewis because he's amazing with Claire Danes. They are amazing together. You can't get rid of him. I don't care. I don't care if it makes you mad. You can't.
Well, that's the thing is that in the beginning, you always wonder where they're going to go with the show. And your only options were if he was a bad guy, so he either blows up or he gets caught.
And I don't think it's, like, I saw some, like, comments that it was a cop-out or whatever. It's not. He was still struggling very hard with the fact that he still wanted to do this, but his daughter kind of pulled him back from the edge. I don't think it's a cop-out. I think it's...
I think it plays very interesting into Carrie saved everybody, but has no idea that she did it.
Right.
I think that's an interesting place to go with a story. Like, when have you seen something like that?
Right.
And then... Ultimately, it's a character-driven show, not really... The story is there, but there's been some, you know, lightly weak points. Like, the whole thing that this is being driven by the bombing and the terrorist kid dying, but him having a connection to the kid.
Mm-hmm.
They only showed that in one episode. And so it didn't quite have the emotional impact of, really, that's what... If they would have, I don't know, if they could have spent maybe a little bit more setting up his reasoning, like showing
you. Well, I didn't need reasoning. I was all about character. I don't care about that.
I think some of that stuff from the story side could have been a little bit better. But for the most part, it's watching these characters in this key situation that's gotten set up. And some of the situations of, like, what do you do with this type of information? What do you,
right.
You know, people finding out about things that have been... mostly wiped from the record, and, you know, what can you do with that information now? And
right.
But they also leave it in her, just an amazing performance from all involved.
Oh, my God.
Right
amazing.
Down to the end. Like, last week's episode is Claire Danes' Emmy submission, and this week is Damian Lewis's.
I could argue that every episode is each of theirs.
Well,
they're incredible.
You could, but I think these last two episodes just are...
They just nail it. Like, they're just so good.
They usually turn in, like, a specific...
Yeah.
A specific episode or whatever, or...
I like to think that if I was ever nominated for something, I would turn in my whole season and say, I think you need to watch this. Because I'm incredible in the whole season, and I would just not be good taking out of context.
But I think last episode highlighted for Claire Danes, and this one, the whole scene with him dealing with, like, he was about to explode the bomb, and then there was a problem, and then he fixes that problem, and he's about to do it again, and then he's talking to his daughter on the phone, and that whole scene, and him...
Yeah, amazing.
I think the only thing that, like, people kept asking him if he was okay, because he was, like, sweating and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and if just once, I mean, he did sort of say that he wasn't in, he's, but if just once he would have been, like, dude...
Yeah, I'm strapped with a bomb.
Well, no, if he would have just been... I spent years in a hole after I was captured. I'm not so good with, you know, tight spaces. I think that would have played off a little better than him saying, you know, I'm not feeling well or whatever. If you would have just said, I'm not good with being in tight spaces like this, given where I spent part of the time while I was captured. But just, I think overall, a fantastic season. Definitely the best show of the fall.
Yes, agreed. 100% agreed.
And from start to finish, and puts it in such a place where, sure, there's plenty of places they could go wrong mm-hmm. going forward, but so many different ways for it to go
right.
with her to still to end up back on starting to remember things and make connections again to find out that she's been right all along.
Emma, did you watch it and not like it or not watch it or...
I just haven't seen it yet. I don't get Showtime and HBO, so if I don't get screeners, which I didn't for Homeland, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Yeah. And you can watch it on January 6th or January 8th, and I swear by this show, it's incredible. I don't normally like the, I don't know, like cerebral kind of thinking shows, but this is a show that's kind of like, it really makes you think, and it really makes you like play with the idea of what would happen if somebody you basically raised was blown up in a bomb. Like, what would you do? Would you turn against your own country? And I don't want to get arrested, so I'm not going to say anything. Because God knows what's happening right now.
I think the whole plan with him to get the bomb into the bunker, I figure that if they don't already, that, like, Secret Service and stuff like that's got to be thinking about what is their plan if something happens outside.
Yeah, if something does happen
like,
with that.
Like, what is exactly their plan? Do they just rush everybody in through metal detectors?
Not anymore.
I think that was a hugely ingenious, the whole setup, the whole plan of needing a sniper and then also to set this whole thing in motion, I think was pretty well done too.
Agreed. So Homeland, everybody watch it, please. So just two quick comments for reality. I watched The Amazing, well, that's not true. I fast forwarded through The Amazing Race finale just to see who won because I didn't care and I still don't care. It's funny, I watched the whole season, and it really did, Ray and I talked about this a little bit, it really did, like, change my mind about the whole season when the best racers are the ones that get kicked off before the finale, just because of a taxi issue. And that just kind of, I don't know, changed my opinion of the whole season, so, whatever. I'll still watch it, because it's a fun way to kind of pass the time, and it's always really pretty, but we'll see. And then the other show that really pissed me off with their winner. So everybody knows that this whole season I was rooting for Coach, and people really need to let sleeping... I don't know. They need to, like, get over... So you go on Survivor, right? You go on Survivor knowing that you're going to be voted out or you're not. And if you're voted out, it's because you didn't play as well as someone who voted you out. So if you go to the jury, you can't be, like, a total douche about it and be like, I'm not voting for you because you voted me out. You have to vote for someone who voted you out. It's the way it works. And these people who, in the 23rd iteration of the show, still don't get that, blow my mind. But anyway, Coach didn't win. I was really upset about it. But I'll still watch it when it comes back in February. Because it's a nice way to kill a half an hour while we're waiting for people to show up on Thursdays. That's it for us today. I don't have much else to add. Thank you to Emma for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
For the 8-hour podcast about television. And we will keep Emma posted on whether I fall in love with Once Upon a Time or not.
We'll keep trying to get you completely over the fence.
I feel like it'll happen because I'm just going to let my, like, because I really, like I said, I really can't explain why I do or don't like it, but we'll get there. We'll see what happens.
We keep having guests on the podcast that all like the show, so
I know.
I keep getting people to help me try and push you over the fence.
Oh, man. So our music today, when I didn't really sing today. I did do Day by Day, but that's expected. When it wasn't provided by me, is from IODA PromoNet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. I don't know what half the words in that sentence mean. I just memorized it, so whatever. You know where to find us, TV Dimes.
TV Dimes 3? Is that what you were going to say?
TV Dimes 3. Like, I want to do a weird accent. TVTimes3.com. Spell it all out. Jazz hands. Twitter. Stitcher.com/TV. iTunes. Facebook. I didn't miss
all those places. And for the show notes for this episode, we'll have links to where you can find Emma.
Where you can track her down.
Yeah. GPS coordinates, you know, things like that.
Latitude and longitude. How creepy would that be if somebody was, like, really trying that? That'd be creepy.
I'd be disturbed.
So, yeah, that's it for us today. Happy holidays to everybody, because we won't record before Hanukkah or Christmas or the New Year.
Yeah, this is the last episode of 2011. We will be back sometime in January. We haven't exactly decided.
We have not talked about it yet.
When?
Well, yeah, short holiday hiatus here, and then hopefully I'll be able to. I'll keep it already posted on whether I can clear off my DVRs before I need to return. But fingers crossed that I don't sleep all weekend and just do that. That's pretty. I don't think that's going to happen. dedication. I'll give it that.
Red Bull and a remote control.
Oh my God, can you imagine? All right, so that's it for us.
All right.
I do want to add one piece of information that I tweeted about as we were talking. I was researching Hang Time on DVD, as people are wont to do. And so I found the Facebook page about Hang Time, and I see all these pictures of the person who played Julie and the person who played Antonio, Jay Hernandez, and all these premieres together. Oh my God, how exciting that two people from Hang Time are married in real life. I thought it was funny. And I knew their names, and I knew them. But, oh, Hang Time. Anyway, on that note, on that lovely Hang Time-related DVD note, no update on the DVD, incidentally.
On the Hang Time update.
Oh, my God. I should have a weekly Hang Time update. Oh, my God, that'd be so funny. Anyway, thank you, Emma.
Thank you, guys.
And now I'm off to make some Elio's pizza, because that is my life right now. All right, have a good night.
All right, bye.
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 We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.